the Affordable Care Act, you know, there's a challenge to that. The insurance provision is going to go to the Supreme Court at some point. Of course, in Illinois, there's been an effort to bring more cameras in the court. I believe your colleague, Senator Grassley, has said that those proceedings should be televised. Have you had any thought about that, of whether, because it's such an important court decision that will be coming out of that, do you think that the proceedings should be televised in such an effort that will affect everyone's lives, essentially?
I'm the sponsor of the cameras in the courtroom for the Supreme Court law, and Chuck Grassley, a Republican of Iowa, is my co-sponsor. We passed it out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it's on the calendar. I don't know that we can bring it to the floor and pass it and have it signed in time for this deliberation before the Supreme Court on health care reform, but it's an indication of why we should. I mean, what it boils down to is I think the American people have a right to see the Supreme Court at the highest level in deliberation asking questions that really get to the heart of the most important constitutional issues of our time.
When it comes to the transportation, the president has put out a budget, and from what I could tell, it looks like he's calling for about six-year transportation bill. Around $478 billion is the figures that I saw, and if you have something different, please correct me. But do you think that that's something that the Senate and House might be able to compromise on?
I can tell you that we have good news that the House Republicans have abandoned their transportation bill, which they had offered. It turned out that it would have been devastating to Illinois. We would have lost 10 to 15% of our federal funds, dramatic cuts in Amtrak, dramatic cuts in mass transit for the bus systems downstate, for mass transit in Chicago. Well, the good news is yesterday, Speaker Boehnert knew he couldn't pass it, even among his Republicans, and he said, we're going to start over. I hope he starts by looking to the Senate. We have a bipartisan bill. Democrats and Republicans agree. Two-year extension, it won't make these terrible cuts in transportation for the state of Illinois.
And one of those cuts, as I understand it, would have been to take motor fuel, the equivalent of motor fuel tax money in the state that would have been the federal fuel tax money, take that away from public transportation. Is that correct?
I can tell you that the House Republican bill would have been devastating to bus systems downstate, to mass transit all across the nation. What it boiled down to is that out of every dollar we spend, or pay rather, on federal gas tax, 20 cents goes to mass transit. That has been the bargain for 30 years. Democrats and Republicans alike have agreed on it. The House Republicans said we're going to get rid of that agreement. What it would have meant is a dramatic downturn and cut in the federal funding for buses and mass transit. I'm glad that Speaker Boehnert has realized that that's not going to pass and has abandoned the position.
Do you have any idea what kind of a shape a farm bill will take up? Because the heads of the various agriculture committees in Congress, both House and Senate, had said they were willing to find $23 billion in cuts in federal farm programs as a contribution to the what was so-called the Deficit Reduction Super Committee. Of course, that fell through and the committee could not come up with a resolution, essentially. But do you think that that's a starting point for debate over the farm bill, or do we go back to square one?
The bottom line, of course, is that we need a farm bill to support agriculture in times of need, when weather and the markets make it impossible to be profitable. We have to help farmers through a tough year. Unfortunately, the current programs are lopsided. The direct payment system is paying many farmers a lot of federal money at a time when prices were very, very high. We're going to have to change that, and farmers know it. They're looking for the safety net, and I think we need to provide it, but we need to reduce the cost of the overall program to do that. We can reach that goal, and I think we will.
Is there anything a farm bill should do, perhaps, because the demand overseas, and of course we've seen a number of free trade agreements with very kind of a bilateral agreements with a number of countries, including South Korea, which is becoming a more important market, certainly for Illinois produce and livestock production. In light of that, should the farm bill be more export-oriented or do things to help farmers export their products?
Well, of course, the export decisions follow the trade agreements. And President Obama has expanded trade with three nations, with Korea, Colombia, and Panama. And we need to do more, even with those we have existing agreements. That has to be done at a different level. When it comes to the individual farmers, they need to produce the best crop in the world, and we need to find the markets for them. I know that America can compete, particularly in the agricultural sector. I think the president is moving us in that direction. We ought to continue to move that way.